Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Show with host Paul Lawrence Vann. This Empowerment Talk radio show moves listeners to live their best life possible. Paul provides an exceptional platform for experts to assist listeners in discovering how to be more, do more, and achieve more in life. Paul Lawrence Vann is an entrepreneur, speaker, certified business coach, and author of the book, Living on Higher Ground. Tune in, listen in, and call in with questions at 646-595-4797 or join Paul in the web chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Paul Lawrence Vann. Get ready for another amazing episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show.
Yes, and good evening. My name is Paul Lawrence Vann. Glad that you could be with me for just another exciting episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. And this evening is no exception when it comes to experts and people who provide the gifts and talents that they have. And I'm honored to interview this individual today as a part of the Wealthy Speaker Show family and community. So thanks for being with me this evening, and I'm honored to have you. And what I want to say right off the bat is I want you to call in this evening. I want you to call in to ask questions of Dr. Robert Fennell. You can do so at 877-404-1615. I'll tell you just a little bit about him, and then we'll go on and proceed. He is the founder of Fennell Chiropractic Foot and Hand and Foot Clinic out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about the ailments and disorders that we all have, to include myself. And we're going to talk about some things that can really improve our health as well as our wellness. And I'm honored to have him here today. And without further ado, I want to introduce to you Dr. Robert Fennell. Good evening, Robert. How are you doing today?
It's been an exciting thing to tell my friends and people that I am going to be on your show today. So hopefully I have several of them listening in. Thank you for having me.
Ah, fantastic. And one of the things that I really, really love for people to know is what the inspiration comes for people. In other words, we kind of know, in essence, when we're growing up as young adults, we say that we want to be this, we want to be that, we want to be the other. But what I want to know from you, Dr. Fennell, is when did you know the health and healthcare field as well as wellness would be part of your life? In other words, what inspired you to get involved in this field? It's a remarkable field that you happen to be in.
Well, thank you, Paul, for the question. You know, I was 8 years old, and I'd never been to the chiropractor, never had a back problem, never had a health issue that I can remember anyways, and I had a back injury. I had an older brother who was roughhousing with me. He was kind of playing around and picked me upside down by my ankles and threw my back out, and I didn't know that's what happened, but, man, I had some back pain, some severe back pain. So bad it affected my abdomen area, couldn't enjoy dinner with the family, had to sleep all night in a fetal position, so in a lot of pain. As an eight-year-old, it was debilitating to me as an eight-year-old. I had to miss school, and my parents were really concerned, so my dad had been helped by a chiropractor, so they took me in, and the chiropractor found a couple of vertebrae, two vertebrae in my lower spine were rotated, and they were pinching some of the nerves, and with one adjustment, I went from about a 10 on a 10 scale of pain down to a 1 or 2 immediately, like an instant relief. And I was so amazed by that chiropractic adjustment. Within a few days, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to help as many people, you know, find the value and benefits of chiropractic care is what I found at the ripe young age of 8 years old. So I kept that at the forefront of my mind and went through school. And when people asked me, what are you going to do someday? I'm going to be a chiropractor. So it really changed my life.
Well, I tell you, that's a remarkable story, and it's amazing just how dynamic and how we're put together from creation. We're put together that way that we'll be able to have that flexibility, and not only that, but we have that bounce-back ability, and it really lets me know that I had a car accident in 2010, and I had a severe case of whiplash, and I went to a chiropractic sports medicine specialist, and without him today, Dr. Fennell, I would not be able to lift my head up, because he was able to get in there. He worked with me for 5 months, and I'm sharing this story just as you shared yours, because it just lets us know that there are people, experts like yourself, who know how to do this to turn people's lives around, because without it, we couldn't make it in this world.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm so glad to hear you had the experience with chiropractic and it helped you with your health, and you're right. I mean, the healing comes from above down. It's, you know, God does the healing. We're just a tool. We're an instrument that he uses, and, you know, I'm just glad to be one of his instruments, one of his tools.
Well, I tell you, that's really remarkable from the age of 8. And again, it was an aspect perhaps of happenstance that happened, that you were able to discover that, and then you found out what your passion and purpose is, and now you're living it today and changing the lives of so many people, and that's really remarkable. Now, I also know in doing my research that you are the founder of Fennel Chiropractic Hand and Foot Clinics of America, and you're located in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where you have a program to teach your colleagues how to become specialized in hand and foot care. Why would you say your doctors provide the best of the best in alternative health care?
Well, you know, Paul, when I was in chiropractic college, my first trimester, I sat there and I wondered to myself, what about the hands and feet? You know, we're getting this great education on the spine. And we learned a little bit, 1% on extremities or hands and feet, and 99% on the spine. So it was a spine-based program. But I kept thinking there's an opportunity here because there's so many people that suffer with foot problems and hand problems. And if chiropractic care can help the spine, why couldn't it also help those areas? So I made it a point in my mind to become a hand and foot expert or hand and foot specialist. But see, we don't have that in our field. It's not like the medical field where you have general practice doctors and internal medicine and cardiologists and kidney doctors. You have chiropractors. We don't have hand and foot specialties. So I had to go outside my chiropractic training there at school and take seminars that were available. And there was a limit to what was available, but I took as many seminars as I could and learned as much as I could about the extremities, the upper and lower extremities, with a heavy emphasis and excitement and learning about the hands and feet. Then I started doing my own research and developing techniques and protocols for treatment, never thinking I'd teach this stuff. Found myself in practice becoming known as the guru, if you will, on hands and feet. And it's just the way I position myself. So now I have a full curriculum and program. I teach around the nation and world on teaching chiropractors how to become, you know, highly focused and specialized in providing adjustments, chiropractic adjustments to the hands and feet and different extremity joints. And it's exciting.
It really is. And when we think about the fact that we use our hands and feet on a daily basis, it's really remarkable that we don't have more people who are out there that have the injuries or who have that constant pain and from injuries and accidents and everything else. Athletes, for example, I used the example earlier in communicating with someone that even though I work out every day, I still experience a certain amount of pain. And I believe that kind of goes along with it. But you have remedies, you have techniques that you can use to help us remedy these type of things.
Yeah, we really do. You know, so it's again, you've been to the chiropractor, you had your spine adjusted. We do adjustments to the hands and feet, and there's such a need for it. There's 26 bones in each foot. That's 52 bones. 52. There's 206 bones in the body, so 1/4 of your skeleton is in your feet alone. So there's a big impact there, you know, and studies show that 72% of Americans are going to suffer with foot pain. So 3 out of 4 people walking around are going to have a foot dysfunction or foot problem during their lifetime. So it's astounding, and there's such a need for this type of care in the non-surgical world of treatment.
Without a doubt. And we look at it not only professional athletes, but college athletes and high school athletes. And then those of us who get out on the weekend and we want to play sports, just weekend wonders, we call ourselves. And so we tweak this, we tweak that, and we tweak the other. And we have this pain. We lay down at night. We fall fast asleep. We wake up in the morning, and there's this irritable pain that we have. And it's because we're mm-hmm. on those feet. We're running. We're jumping. We're bouncing. We're falling. And all of this comes back. And if we know a really great a chiropractor, a hand and foot specialist, it really makes our life a lot better. And Dr. Fennell, that runs into my next question for you. What are some of the common ailments you've seen over the years as a chiropractor, as an expert? And what would you say our listeners can expect from the treatments if they happen to visit, if they're fortunate enough to visit your facility and one of your doctors?
Well, you know, we see a myriad of different ailments in the hands and feet and arms and legs, as well as the spine. So, you know, we're a musculoskeletal-based practice, you know, so probably more common ones for the foot. Plantar fasciitis is a very common buzzword, in, especially in the runner's world, you know. So, you know, plantar fasciitis is the most common foot condition that we attract. We get extraordinary results with plantar fasciitis, you know, doing the chiropractic adjustments. And you don't catch plantar fasciitis. There's a change in the structure of your foot. And when your foot changes its structure, it causes stress. So we can correct that structural misalignment and ease the tension of the plantar fascia. Hammer toes, bunions, women wear the high heel shoes and they get bunions. We got a great solution for helping ease the dysfunction and pain associated with bunions and hammer toes and just general arch pain type conditions. So with the hands, we get a lot of golfers and athletes coming in, or you know, people, you know, swing a club or a bat, or people who work at the computer or do some type of repetitive work, you know, so in their jobs. But carpal tunnel syndrome—that's a buzzword, you know, in the industry here. So a lot of media around carpal tunnel syndrome. We get great results with carpal tunnel syndrome. There's a myriad of different common musculoskeletal hand conditions. Trigger finger. You'd never think that a chiropractor could help trigger finger. We attract a lot of patients, and their fingers, they begin to move freely, and they don't stick, they don't trigger. So those are some of the more common conditions we'll attract. Of course, shoulder problems and spine problems and various, you know, health issues like that as well, too, will you know, be able to help patients, generally speaking.
That's fantastic, and I really want to piggyback on what you stated earlier about plantar fasciitis, because I did have that before. I have run the Army 10-miler several times before, and I had the misfortune of getting plantar fasciitis before, and it's almost as if there's a razor blade sticking it in the arch of your feet and your feet at the bottom of your feet. And I tell you, it hurt. And it felt like it would never get right, but I didn't know who to go to for any treatment. And so it was really a matter of just enduring the pain and doing a little water treatment and different things like that. And then the folks at Walter Reed, they got me up and going again. And I was just very fortunate, but those are the type of things. And I'm out there and I'm playing softball and I'm playing basketball and all of these other sports, and it can really ruin you. It can really ruin you if you don't get treatment. And then you mentioned carpal tunnel. That's exactly what I have right now.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and so it's that aspect of enduring and going into Bethesda Medical Center to look for treatment, and they really don't have it. The military really doesn't have the type of treatment that you have, and mm-hmm. because a lot of the specialists, they actually are referred off the base medical center. And so for those people who are listening, I would like to give them do it right now, give them your toll-free number for those folks who are near you, the military bases that are near you, that they can come to you and receive that treatment.
Well, you know, Paul, we of course have a toll-free number. We also have a website. You know, the website is handandfootpain.com, handandfootpain.com. And that directs to our Chiropractic Hand and Foot Clinics of America website. And so there's a locate a doctor near you link on there. So in areas where we currently have a doctor, you can click on that and find a doctor near you. You know, and my long-term goal is to have, you know, doctors in all major cities around the nation and, you know, who are highly focused on hand and foot care. You know, right now, you can't go to your chiropractor and get specialized hand and foot adjustment. We want to make a change to that. So we're actively working towards doing that. So it's a mission that we're on. But we have an 800 number that you can call as well, too, or visit the website. The 800 number is 1-888-505-9606.
Okay. And if I can get you to repeat that just once more for the people who are listening on the archive.
Sure thing. That's 888-505-9606. 9606. And you can hit option 0 when you call.
Got it. That's fantastic, because I know there are a lot of people who need it, and they just don't have an outlet or an avenue to go to in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with me, I haven't served in the Air Force for 20 years. I've been out to Tinker Air Force Base several times doing work out there, and just knowing the great people out in the great state that you happen to be in out there in Oklahoma, doing great things. So we definitely want to point people that way. And, of course, I'll let people know on my end with the contacts that I still have, especially with the National Guard, both the Army and Air National Guard in that state, because I worked with them for about 10 of my 20 years. So that's really great. Again, you can go to the website, if I can get you to repeat that again, Dr. Fennell.
Yep, that is hand, www.handandfootpain.com. And so H-A-N-D-A-N-D, handandfootpain.com, and the number is 888-505-9606. And it's not uncommon to get folks flying in from out of town and staying for a week to get care, because it's such specialized care. For example, I have a woman from Austin, Texas, and she drove up here, and that's got to be, you know, probably a 9-hour drive or something like that. She came up, and she's staying here for the week in order to get her hand cared for. She fractured her hand last fall, and she has had a lot of pain and disability, and she's already had a few treatments this week, and she's feeling near 100% better. And had a guy fly in from Salt Lake City, Utah, so 3,000 miles away, or however long far that is, you know. So so he flew in for the week and got his hand taken care of. He had visited 3 different chiropractors out there, and nobody really knew what to do for his hand condition. So he found us online and came out and spent the week.
Oh, that is absolutely great, because that means wellness. People getting well. We don't have to live with these ailments our entire lives or for periods of time. And now we have this resource that we can go to. And that's just really remarkable. And really thank you and your team for that. And
thank you. And we want to get doctors.
Sure.
We want to get doctors all over the country, so that way people don't have to travel here. You know, and that's the goal. But go ahead,
right.
Paul. I'm sorry.
Exactly. Not a problem. In fact, I was just thinking, Dr. Fennell, that when we look at television sometimes and we see that there are patients from the United States and other countries, and they're flying all the way to India and China for different medical procedures, when they really don't have to fly there, they can actually do it here.
Right.
Yeah. And so we have someone coming from 3,000 miles, some of the people actually traveling even further. And part of that is because what they're looking at is, oh, well, it costs less. But things can go wrong. And when you're in another country, it's not a good recipe for recovery sometimes.
Exactly. True.
Yeah. We have the best here. And one of the things, and we see it sometimes, we see it in the news, we see it on television, YouTube, you know, YouTube goes viral. But in this new generation of ongoing fads, we are subject to quite a wide variety of shoe types and styles. Do you think this has an effect on increased foot problems or back pain? And if so, what would be your advice along the lines of choosing the best footwear for both the back and foot support?
Wow, Paul, that's a great question. That's a question a lot of patients have, and there's uncertainty around the proper footwear to get under your feet. You know, but here's what I say. Number one, we all can extrapolate that high heels aren't good for you. If you're a woman, wearing high heels isn't the best. But there's some different variations you can do. You know, don't wear a 3-inch heel. Wear a 2-inch heel, you know, so you can lower the heel, still get the appeal that you want aesthetically, or wear a platform. Platform is a high heel shoe that has a thicker front to it. So, you know, even though there's a higher heel, the whole shoe is raised up off the ground. So it's not, you're not walking on the ball of your foot. And that's where the problem comes into play, really raising up onto your toes and extending your toes significantly and having all the weight of your body down there. So, you know, I try to teach my lady patients to alter the heels they wear. They'll never stop wearing them. They're never going to take them off and wear flats, you know. So you have to teach them how to do it the right way. And we do chiropractic adjustments to get their feet working better so they can have more flexibility and fit into their shoes better. And we teach them different exercises to help strengthen their feet. So that's the most traumatic footwear you can have is a high heel shoe. For men, you know, we tend to look for different, you know, tennis shoes or dress shoes. And, you know, I'll just say this. There's so many varieties of shoes, and not every shoe is good for every patient or person. So it'd be difficult to make a blanket statement and say, buy this line or this brand. But I will tell you this. You should invest in your footwear, okay? There's a reason why certain footwear cost more than others. Now, I'm not talking brand name, okay?
Sure.
I'm talking, you know, just good footwear. You're going to invest in a good pair of dress shoes. You're going to invest in a good pair of tennis shoes. So if you go, you know, less expensive, you're going to get a less quality product, and you can run into foot problems having a history of wearing, you know, less than sufficient, you know, footwear. So it's find what's comfortable for you, but invest in it. It's worth it to pay a little bit extra and get a good pair of shoes.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. In fact, just to relate back to the story I had with running the Army 10-miler, I was actually wearing my favorite pair of running shoes, which was a big mistake because I trained in them, and then when I put 10 more miles on it, that's what caused me the problem. So it's just,
well,
those are my favorite shoes, and I just blew it. I made a bad choice.
Yeah, no, I understand. You know, one thing, Paul, that you to consider is running shoes, athletic shoes. A lot of times, if you take good care of your shoes, you don't get them muddy and wet and so forth. Well, they last a long time. But if you run, there are so many compressions that the foam and the rubber, you know, can handle. So it's important to change your shoes regularly and get new ones, even though they still look pretty good. Especially if you're an active, you know, marathonist or runner. And typically people in that industry, they understand they have to kind of change their shoes and refresh them and get new ones. But a lot of people look at their shoes and say, well, they look great, but they're not absorbing the shock like they used to because they've already had so many steps or so many, miles they've put onto them.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. And I do more walking now, but I have to purchase pairs of shoes in advance, those types that I like, because I know I'm going to wear them out. And as you stated, I used some insoles. I had some insoles. I went to the Bethesda Medical Center, and they put together some insoles for me. They fit me for them. And that made a really big difference. It took the pressure off, as you stated, and plus they're very stable. So very, very fine points. Dr. Fennell, what I'd like to do right now is give anyone who's listening at this time or in the web chat room the opportunity to call in to ask you some questions, because you really are working in a field that I really love to talk about because it affects the body. It's something that a gift that we've been given from creation that we can take care of it and go on this journey through this world. So I want to give people an opportunity to call in with questions at toll-free 877-404-1615. Again, that's toll-free 877-404-1615. Any questions that you want to ask Dr. Fennell in regards to chiropractic care and wellness, you're free to call in now, or you can post in the web chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Paul Lawrence Van. And while we wait for someone to call in or post in the web chat room, we'll continue our interview, Dr. Fennell. And again, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being our honored guest this evening. You're doing some life-changing work because I know when you have patients coming in, they're traveling from thousands of miles away for your services and for your expertise, it means a lot to them. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Fennell, you have a reputation for having developed a non-surgical method for treating various hand and foot ailments by using chiropractic adjustments to the hands and feet. How would you say this natural healing process works for patients in comparison to, just say, a more medicated treatment that sometimes patients end up receiving?
Well, that's a good question. Patients will oftentimes come in and ask me if they need to have surgery or if they need to have cortisone injections and so on. And all of those things have their time and place. My recommendation, though, to patients is go the least invasive route first. You can always have surgery. You can always have cortisone injections. You can always do something more medicated or aggressive. But there's side effects. And sometimes those side effects can be long-term and, you know, really cause some debilitating pain and symptoms. For example, I had a woman who came in with carpal tunnel syndrome. She had bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome surgery, and her risk got worse after the surgery, and she didn't go in expecting that. She was sad. She had the surgery. She was disabled. She couldn't write or drive or open the doorway. So somebody brought her in. We treated her. She couldn't feel hot and cold, water, you know, the wow. variations between temperature. She was very bad, you know. So we treated her for probably a good 6 or 8 weeks consistently. She got fully rehabilitated. She moved away. And then, you know, 5 years later, I get an invitation in the mail to her graduation from college. And that was just like the
that
most heart-touching thing, you know. So she thanked me in the invitation and said, you know, basically said, thank you for taking care of my hands because I was able to get a degree, you know. So
exactly.
We change lives non-surgically. And like I said, not to say that there's never a need for surgery, but you can normally get these things taken care of non-surgically, very conservatively, and you have a better outcome long-term.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that more natural approach is a lot better than the medicated approach. Medicated approach, sometimes it's almost just throwing paint on the wall, almost like a scattergram trying to find a solution. But with your process, with the more of the non-surgical method, is really great, and especially when you look at carpal tunnel, because it can really shut a person down because you have your hands, no feeling, it's cold and tingling and all manner of things. So it makes a tremendous difference. Now, of course, I'm speaking from personal experience, but
<Sure.
laughs> my pain threshold is a little bit deeper. And but no one should want to even try to live with it, but rather go in and find some solutions to the problem. It's more what we're talking about here.
Right. That's what our goal is to fix the problem. We want to get to the underlying root cause of the problem and correct that. If we do that, the body will take care of itself and heal, okay?
Yeah.
The medicinal route, they target symptoms. You know, they target symptoms and try to alleviate the pain and symptoms, but that doesn't address the problem, the underlying cause.
Absolutely. And, of course, I was mentioning a little bit earlier, but so many people, including myself, suffer from carpal tunnel disorders. How does your treatment methods differ from other practitioners, and how does it alleviate the pain? And I know you covered part of that or some of that in the previous statements, but could you give our listeners just a little bit more behind-the-scenes look at, first of all, I think you mentioned it's due to the repetitive nature that people have in a job. Let's say, for example, they happen to be working in a factory, a production line, something of that nature, or at a laptop or computer. But how can people actually, even those, to avoid experiencing carpal tunnel?
Well, you know, whenever you are going through your life activities, your work activities, we tend to be so paced nowadays. You know, it used to be,
yeah.
I remember the days of pay phones, you know, pulling off the highway to call somebody because we didn't have cell phones. You know, so things were slower.
Dr.
Yeah,
Bell,
exactly.
Good old days.
I kind of miss those days. You know, now
we
live in such a microwave. We live in a microwave society. We want it now. We want it fast. And we work with high production as well. So taking ample breaks, you know, slow it down a little bit, at least take breaks. If you're working fast, you know, stretch a little bit, take care of yourself. So don't just work nonstop or do your repetitive activities nonstop. Let your hands and your forearms, and your elbows and shoulders rest. If you work overhead, like a, you know, carpenter or electrician doing overhead work overhead some of the time, but then down at waist level, you know, some of the time as well to allow the circulation to re-infiltrate your arms. If you work overhead the entire day long, well, you're going to end up with circulatory problems and musculoskeletal problems with the shoulders, the elbows, and even the hands, you know. So just taking care of yourself, you can prevent that, you know, and alleviate or prevent the onset of symptoms. But it doesn't prevent it totally, you can still develop a problem. And that's where we come in to help people find their health and get their health back by correcting the alignment and decompressing the tissues.
So making some of those lifestyle changes and habits and routines and process. Yeah, that's really a great recommendation. And as you stated, I kind of miss those days. You pull off on the road at the phone booth and make those calls. Things weren't as rushed, but now today people wanted everything yesterday. They want it now.
Right.
And so, and that's actually
true.
Yes. And Dr. Fennell, that also contributes to some of the problems we have because we're really not taking time out to enjoy what we're doing and to understand sometimes what we're doing. And so that's really great. But, oh, my God, could you imagine taking today's generation back to the payphone? It would never work.
They don't have a clue. But I miss those days. It was a different environment, you know.
Me too. So that's really great. And, you know, one of the things I looked at, Dr. Fennell, and my research tells me that you incorporate essential oils in the treatment of some of your patients. First of all, what are essential oils and how does it make a difference in the treatment of your patients? This, to me, is one of the most fascinating things that has taken place today. Please help our listeners to understand it even more.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. You really did do your research, I'll say, Paul. You know, I haven't been doing essential oils all that long, but my son, he had a major health issue and he was hospitalized for 9 days. And during his time in the hospital, my wife spent the entire 9 days. I had the girls at home. In fact, it was over the holiday last year. And,
wow.
You know, so she researched about what she could have done differently to improve the health of our child and prevent him from having, you know, RSV and pneumonia, you know, bacterial secondary infection and the flu virus. And he was in the critical floor. We almost lost our child, you know. So when he got out, my wife got involved with the essential oils and brought them into our house. And I was kind of thinking, well, these are snake oils, you know. So, but I was pleasantly surprised. I was proven wrong because they've been such a dramatic influence on our health and our family. And our son, he had 6 more weeks of breathing treatments he had to have after he was released from the hospital. Well, the doctor said, your son's better. It was about a week out. And he said, we're not going to renew your prescription because your son's doing better. We're so happy. Something's happened. He's responded quicker than we expected. Well, you know, we related to what we were doing with the oils, you know, so we were supporting the respiratory system of the body and helped him to cope and heal and just kind of stimulate the healing process. And when that happened, I kind of scratched my head and opened my eyes a little bit to the healing benefits of essential oils and started learning more about them. And then, you know, my daughter fell down and skinned her nose up. We thought she broke her nose. She fell off her tricycle. She's 3 years old. And we thought she was going to scar. Well, we had used, you know, frankincense and lavender, which are two great oils for healing and skin conditions and inflammatory processes. And, you know, within 24 hours, it was a night and day change, you know, so we thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, these healing oils are really different than anything else I've seen. And I've always done vitamins and herbs and gotten good results, but it's interesting. It would always take, you know, a month or 2 or 3 months of consistent taking herbs and vitamins to notice good, consistent change with your body and your health, you know. With the essential oils, I've noticed immediate change with many conditions or many, you know, system dysfunctions in the body. And it's sometimes one drop of oil, and it makes a huge impact on your health. And, you know, an essential oil, it's the most precious part of the plant. Now, not every plant has essential oils. So some plants have no oils. But a lot of them do. And there's a little saccule with the oils in it, okay? And that's where they source the oil and distill it, okay, from the plant. And the oil is the most potent part of the plant. If you look at the industry of herbs and plants and so forth, the oil is about 1%, and 99% goes to the spice industry and the herb industry. So the very smallest portion of a plant is the essential oil, but it's the most highly concentrated portion. So like one drop of peppermint oil has the same potency of 28 cups of peppermint tea, you know, with tea bags, you know, so it's very, very potent and concentrated. And I think that's the reason why you can get such immediate results in your health and improving and supporting your body's function with the oils, because they're concentration.
Oh, definitely. And first of all, I want to say I'm just so happy and thankful to God that your son was healed and your daughter as well and your family, because that is really, really a close call there. So knowing that essential oils and that your wife, she brought them in, entered them into the house and had some faith to go forward with it, that it made a difference. And that's a lesson for all of us, because sometimes, again, we're looking for that medicated aspect when we have a natural, more of a natural healing that's taken place with the essential oils and the power of it. So, again, congratulations on that recoveries itself.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're really happy about that. You know, the Lord really blessed us, you know, through the process.
Yes. And Dr. Fennell, I've been doing even more research, and I know essential oils is part of your business model. So please share about the success you and your family recently received and why listeners should consider investing in the products and or the business itself.
Well, you know, Paul, we never got involved with the essential oils to make a business out of it, but it transitioned into that. You know, we did it to help our son and to help our family. And, you know, my wife just continued to share the oils with people she knew. And so they all wanted to get the oils. You know, they had certain health ailments or various aspects they wanted support with for their body. And, you know, if you look at an oil kit, there might be, you know, 25 different oils, or some kits have, you know, 50 oils in them, you know. So it's like there's an oil for just about anything out there. There's pain oils. There's oils that help with your respiratory system. There's oils that help with your digestive system. There's so many different oils for your skin, you know. And so she would talk about the healing benefits of the oils, and people would want to buy them. So she got involved with the business. And, you know, my wife right now, she's one of the fastest growing people, you know, that I've known ever. You know, she speaks all over the country now about the healing benefits of essential oils. And she's very well known now for it in just a short time in her sphere of influence. So I'm very proud of her. And, you know, just she's done such a fabulous job. And we do the oils together. I have them in my practice now, use them on patients for various aspects. And we educate the patients about the oils. But they're just such a sacred part of the healing process. I mean, throughout the Bible, you know, they talk about essential oils, and of course we all know the Christ child with frankincense and myrrh, but there's so many instances where, you know, in BC years, you know, in the Bible, they mention oils for the healing benefits, and it's so true. But back then, you know, it was so expensive, and only the most elite people could afford the oils. Now it's been made, the sourcing process is refined, and we can get the oils for just a small fraction of the cost that may have, you know, 1,000 years ago.
Yes, Dr. Fennell.
Yes, Paul.
Yes, thank you for holding on, and we just had just a minor technical issue there, but again, as you were stating, you were not involved with essential oils for business aspects, but more for to help the health and the recovery of your children, which I think is very powerful. So again, you have some very, very wonderful products, and not only can people purchase the products with the healthy, a lot of them are green or in it, but also there's a business people can invest in as well, from what I understand.
Well, there is. See, what happens is when you get the oils into your household, people come over, they say, wow, how can I get these oils? Well, it's a very easy thing to share. I've never seen such an easy thing to share, because there's so many different, you know, wonderful oils for different aspects of health. And, you know, there's an oil for everybody types of things. So when your mother, your kids, your friends see you using the oils, it's almost a contagious thing. They want to bring the oils into the household. And my wife, you know, she's just been sharing, and her business is growing. And right now, I mean, her success in the oils business, it's matched the success I've seen in my chiropractic business. So I'm flabbergasted, and that's in 6 months' time. I mean, it's like she's making a doctor's salary you know, plus just sharing some oils with her friends and people she knows. And it's like, yeah, I can't believe it, you know, but it's really been a blessing financially for us and a blessing health wise. And she offers
Absolutely.
A free wellness consult with people. You know, she'll do a free wellness consult to talk about, you know, their health and the different oils
sure.
that can support their body. And that's kind of the first stepping stone to learn more about the oils. And she'll kind of help you determine the best approach to finding your wellness, your well-being you want to achieve with your body or your health objectives.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I laughed a little bit earlier because it was a laughter of joy, because it's taking something, you know, how we've seen things in the scripture about if you have a problem, you can turn that problem into prosperity or to prosper. And that's why I laugh, because
right.
I said, that's exactly what it seems like. And I know your wife, Kyla, and all that, she's doing remarkable. And again, what is, because I may have missed it, but what is the title that she achieved? I guess it's in 5 months. What's the title she's reached in the company?
Well,
is it Sotera?
The company, yeah, the company she's with, they have, you know, different levels of achievement or rank, you know,
yep.
of basically leadership achievement. Well, the highest level is presidential diamond. And it typically
right.
takes, oh, like 36 months or maybe 4 years for people to reach that level if they're working
sure.
in the business consistently. The level beneath that is blue diamond, and normally it takes about 2 or 3 years to reach blue diamond. Well, she reached blue diamond in 5 months.
Wow.
As far as I'm aware, she's the fastest person to reach blue
fastest.
Diamond. And I think, you know, so not that that is speed is what matters, but it just shows the passion that she has for the oils
sure.
and sharing. But the people on her team, they're doing the same thing. They're growing very fast through these ranks
yeah.
of leadership. And so it's not just her, it's her team she's mentoring, and they're really becoming successful. So it's a great team to be on, you know, and we're so happy to be on this team with her.
Well, let me say on behalf of the Wealthy Speaker Show community, congratulations to you and to your wife, Kyla, and your entire family and the team, because that in itself just reeks volumes of excellence, of determination, of passion, and of purpose as well, because you know that it's helping people's lives, it's changing their lives, the products, as well as the essential oils themselves.
Well, it is. Thank you so much, Paul, for that. And if anybody listening would like to have a complimentary wellness consultation with my wife, Kyla, or myself regarding the essential oils, we'd be more than happy to do that. You know, it's part of what we do now. And, you know, we typically do that over the phone. Locally, we'll do it in person, but we can do it anywhere. We can do it over Skype. But so I'll just say for your listeners, if they wanted to make a post on your, you know, your radio show program website, I'm not sure if they can do that, if you're okay with that, but
yes.
they can just ask them to have a
Absolutely.
Complimentary wellness consult, and then we'll just make
okay.
contact with them that way. And, you know, so it's, and it's just a time they can learn more about the oils and their health and how they can use the oils to improve their health.
Okay. That's fantastic. And, again, I'll get that information and I'll have that posted up there. I can, in fact, put it up tonight, and we'll make sure we get it up there. And as far as the complimentary wellness consults, will it be at that toll-free number, or would it be
a
different number?
They can call the toll-free number, or they can just. I was just thinking if they wanted to post on the on your website, they have an interest, and we can make contact with them. You know,
okay.
so either way. So they
okay.
can call the 888-505-9606, or just
right.
make a comment on your radio show website there, and we'll keep an eye on that,
sure.
and we can
okay.
reach out to them as well too at that point, and you know, so either way is fine.
Fantastic, and I'll make
and
sure to let yes, and
it's
I'll
say
I'm sure.
it's such a new thing. It's such a new thing, Kyle, that doesn't have a website yet. We've done this all just without a website, so we're planning on getting that up soon.
See, we're taking it back to that phone booth again, and you know, Superman
exactly.
and Avengers, Superman and Avengers, and everyone comes out.
I'm glad to meet somebody who also, I'm glad to meet somebody, know somebody, Paul, that also misses the days of payphones, because the most people I talk to, they're happy to be in the days of cell phones.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing is that we were able to see those phone booths just in time, right? We're about to run out of gas, or we don't have
right.
a direction.
Oh, exactly.
It always works out.
It sure did. Sure did.
Well, I tell you, one thing I would want to also do is I want to go over, even though we went over it earlier, and I wanted to go over it earlier, for people, listeners who want to discover more about you and Fennel Chiropractic Hand and Foot Clinic, and as well as the essential oils we just mentioned, they can, of course, go to your website, and I have that posted in the web chat room, and I have here www.handandfootpain.com. Again, that's www.handandfootpain.com. And you can also call toll-free, 888-505-9606. And Dr. Fennel is taking care of people in Tulsa, Oklahoma area, but he has clients and patients coming in from other parts of the country. And that's the good thing, because that means that people are looking at their health and taking care of their health to alleviate the pain, the chronic pain they may have had. And then also the wellness side with the essential oils is a really great combination. So you're doing some really remarkable things with your business as the founder and the leader of that, as well as with Kyla, your wife, with the essential oils. You're really helping communities and families all over the place. And to me, that's really what it's all about. So,
I agree.
Dr. Fennel, we're coming in to the closure of this interview here. And what I want to say to you right now is thank you very much for being the honored guest of the Wealthy Speaker Show. And I will continue to promote this particular episode because it can add so much value and benefits to the lives of others. So, again, thank you very much for what you do and continue excellence, not only for you, but also for your family as well.
Thank you very much, Paul, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, and many blessings to you and your listeners and your business as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And again, my name is Paul Lawrence Van, host of the Wealthy Speaker Show, saying to you, we will do this again in another week. Thank you all so much for taking the time out to listen. Thank you for your presence, for being in the web chat room. And of course, again, thank Dr. Robert Fennel for all that he does. Have a great evening. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. Have a great evening, Dr. Fennel, and thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Show with host Paul Lawrence Van. We recommend you inform your friends, family, and colleagues to tune in and listen to the archive of this show. Discover more about Paul and the Wealthy Speaker Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Paul Lawrence Van. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Wealthy Speaker Show. Until then, continue being who you were purposed to be in life.